The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Kevin Hart Supports Small Black-Owned Businesses Through His Tequila Brand and a $500K Grant Program. This article is from BlackEnterprise.com. Comedian and entrepreneur Kevin Hart and his tequila brand have joined forces with a national nonprofit organization to provide small businesses with a grant to help support their dreams and goals. Local Initiatives Support Corporation, LISC, has teamed up with Hart and his Grand Coramino tequila partner, Juan Domingo Beckman, as well as Global Brand Equities, to launch the Coramino Fund. The fund is an initiative formed to help uplift and support small Black and Latinx-owned businesses, specifically those that have been marginalized and prevented from gaining access to necessary capital and resources to help with their business growth. The Coramino Fund gave Black and Latinx entrepreneurs and businesses a $10,000 grant to facilitate in providing the tools to help bolster their businesses. This year, the Coramino Fund has already awarded $500,000 to 50 entrepreneurs across the country. Each was given a grant of $10,000. The numbers across the board show that 50% of the companies are Black-owned, while 36% are Latinx-owned, and the remaining 14% are Black and Latinx-owned. More than 67% of the companies are women-owned businesses. In a written statement to Veg News, Hart said, I always knew we wanted Grand Coramino to have a give-back component that focused on providing Black and Latinx entrepreneurs with resources to pursue their small business dreams. Teaming up with LISC last year to launch the Coramino Fund in the U.S. was the start of that journey. In an Instagram post, the tequila company highlighted some of the entrepreneurs who received grants from the Coramino Fund. In May 2023, The Man from Toronto actor opened the third location of his plant-based fast food eatery, Hart House. The new site serves as the vegan quick service restaurant's first ever drive-through location. Two of the recipients of the grant, Black Leaf Vegan and Mama Roots, are vegan locations. The next article is titled, Screen Kings. Controlling the narrative has always been the goal for Black creators in Hollywood. And when it comes to roles that expand our understanding of the Black male experience, these actors are taking them on, whether their project is being streamed or shown on the big screen, their audiences are bearing witness to the talent and dominance they bring as entertainers. Keith Powers has a face that was made to be seen, but as the young star works to build his resume, people often make the mistake of thinking he's really just a pretty face, not a serious actor. I get told a lot, oh, you're just a look, the 30-year-old reveals. It's a champagne problem, he admits, but nevertheless a real one. And it's the experience that made being offered the male lead in the upcoming Netflix adaptation of Tia Williamson's bestseller, The Perfect Find, alongside Gabrielle Union, such a momentous achievement for Powers. It was really touching, and it put a lot of pressure on me, personally, because these people believe in me, and I can't let them down, he says of director Numa Perrier and producers Cody and Tommy Oliver. That process is one I won't forget, because as an actor, those offers are what you work toward. It's hard to imagine the Sacramento native who gained popularity for his portrayal of Ronnie DeVoe in the New Edition story, disappointing his bosses or audiences. The success of the three-part TV miniseries was as much a win for fans of the 80s boy band as it was for Powers. That's when I really started to have black people recognize me for real, he says. I was praying for that. My goal was never to just be famous, but when New Edition came out and black people started recognizing me, nothing could compare. That's when I told myself, I don't care about anything else. I've got to do stuff for my people. J. Alphonse Nicholson has been widely praised for expanding representations of black masculinity with his portrayal of queer rapper Little Murder on the Starz series P-Valley. But there's something to be said, too, for the way the character broadened the lens through which black Southern men are shown. I was able to connect to that role in a way that I felt was useful because I grew up in the Bible Belt of North Carolina, where so many things aren't accepted and you have to hide yourself and who you are, says the Greensboro native. There's nothing like being able to represent where you're from and that part of the culture. Nicholson, 32, built on that groundwork with the Christian film Southern Gospel, released in March. In it, he plays a man whose past trauma threatens his relationship with God. It was one of those projects that I knew was going to allow me to show my range, he says, of the independent movie. And range is exactly what fans of Nicholson will see this year, as he shows up in Hulu's White Men Can't Jump reboot, Netflix's sci-fi mystery They Cloned Tyrone, and the FX limited series The Sterling Affairs. Still, as his audience and the types of roles he plays both diversify, Nicholson is firm about his identity and the propulsion behind his art. I'm a black actor, and I like to do black projects, he says. I work with other people, but I'm black, and you have to know that about me and understand what comes with that. Being a black actor fuels everything for me. Lorenz Tate has nothing left to prove in regard to his brownness on screen. He's portrayed everything from a troubled teen in his debut feature film, Menace to Society, to the spellbound Darius Lovehall in Love Jones, and he embodied 50s doo-wop singer Frankie Lyman in Why Do Fools Fall in Love. The veteran actor has been strategic in that regard. I am always looking for challenges, he says, of the varied characters he's played. I'm always looking for something that won't put me in a box. Currently starring as a corrupt politician in Starz Power Book 2, Ghost, Tate, 47, is planning to shift his focus so that he can be not only a storyteller, but also a decision maker when it comes to projects that center Black life. I want to take the next step of doing things from a business standpoint, he says. The fact is, a lot of us are in the front of the camera. There's so much power behind the scenes. It's producing specifically that Tate aims to lean into more. He and his brothers, fellow actors Laron and Lamard, have already established production company Tate Men Entertainment, which was behind the 2017 Netflix crime drama Deuces. There are so many stories we have to tell, he says, but unfortunately, there are not enough of us in the rooms or at the table who can make those decisions to green light the stories that matter most to us. I tell people all the time when I sit down with execs, we as Black folks, we're not looking for any handouts. We have earned our right to be here. Sin Hui Walls makes a surprising observation about navigating an industry known for selling fantasies, authenticity sales. That belief certainly holds true for him. 16 years after his first TV gig on Lincoln Heights, Walls, now 38, had a breakout role in seasons 1 and 2 of Power. This led to his being cast as Don Cornelius in the TV series American Soul before he switched to movies. Last year's horror film, Nanny, in which Walls played the male lead, won the Grand Jury Prize at the 2022 Sundance Film Festival. This summer, he'll appear in the comedy horror, The Blackening, and as the co-lead in The White Men Can't Jump reboot, set for release May 19th. God really has a purpose for me, he says. I shot 4 films back to back that have all reached some level of success. I am immensely grateful. A former basketball player, Walls, who grew up in Los Angeles, spent his college years moving from the court to the classroom to auditions. Over time, his zeal for acting won out over athletics and academics. I think everyone should try to find that thing that drives them and that they're passionate about. Because when you do, you wake up in the morning with joy, he says. That was something that I thought about and realized. I love acting. I grew up loving it. I always watched, I always analyzed. It was something that was always reverberating in me. Kelvin Harrison Jr. will soon be known as the man who played both B.B. King and Basquiat. As an actor who has always examined the complexities of Black men on screen, both historical figures and fictional characters, Harrison is clear about the intention behind his depictions. Between Loose, Waves, and other different types of movies, my thing is always, what are the effects of the history of Blackness and oppression, and how does that affect our psyches, he explains, and therefore, how do we move forward? His new film, Chevalier, is another example of that exploration, he says. In the biographical film, which was released on April 21st, the 28-year-old New Orleans native stars as Joseph Belong, Chevalier de St. George's, a violinist and composer who was poised to be the first Black conductor of the Paris Opera in 1776. Harrison, who's also a musician, trained for 6 months to relearn how to play the violin for the movie. "That was my first instrument," he says. "Before Katrina, I was a violin player, and I was really good. Then the storm happened, and the program I was part of went away, and I never played again until now." For his next role, Harrison has taken on the part of Martin Luther King Jr. in the upcoming Disney Plus and National Geographic series Genius, MLK/X. Of his approach to playing icons, he says, "I don't necessarily follow the doctrine of playing people to the T. My job is to give the essence and the spirit of what they represented." Shamir Anderson is building his acting resume with the greats. After a breakout role in Halle Berry's directorial debut, Bruised, and an appearance alongside Keanu Reeves in John Wick Chapter 4, the Toronto native will star opposite Jamie Foxx and Robert De Niro in The Tin Soldier later this year. "I'm working with some titans," Anderson, 32, acknowledges. "But when that quote-unquote action hits, it's all about the work." There's been plenty of that to go around for the actor, who also played a lead in the film Bruiser, which premiered on Hulu in February. It's really a love story where you have two black fathers wanting to love their son, he says. "It's very rare that we get to see black men as fathers on screen wanting to be present." His comment speaks to the limited scope of characters black actors are afforded the opportunity to play. Even so, Anderson remains selective. "When I get a script, I'm looking for the best story, the best characters, the best work," he says. "Typecasting isn't something I am worried about." With a return to the second season of Apple TV's Invasion, also coming in 2023, Anderson is more focused on building a lasting legacy. "When you come to me with an opportunity, I say, thank you, I accept, and I won't disappoint," he states. "The bottom line, I am a screen king, and I want to have a screen empire." The next article is titled, "Presents for Parents: Gift the Moms and Dads Doing Parenting in Their Own Special Way with One-of-a-Kind Luxuries That Match Their Style and Flavor." There is no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to gift-giving for the mothers and fathers in your life. For moms, from bling to bikes, these innovative items will please even the mom who supposedly has everything. Number 1, Vontelli Kente Red Frames. For your fave who loves a quirky pair of eyeglasses, upgrade mama's collection with these frames in a chic African-inspired print. $199.vontelle.com. VONTELLE.com. Number 2, Away the Large Flex. $425.awaytravel.com. Available in a delicate petal shade, this durable carry-on is a jet setter's dream. Number 3, Cookies That Badu Cannabis. $12 to $60. Shop.cookies.co. For the mom who could use a little something to help her zone out, Erica Badu created this line, available in an eighth and pre-rolls, for women and mothers in particular. Number 4, Skims Soft Lounge Robe. $88. Nordstrom.com. Wrap Your Favorite Mama in Love, and a drapery super cozy garment from this shapewear brand. For dads, help celebrate the papa who works and plays hard with these fun gadgets and goods. Number 1. All Tech Lansing Shockwave Speaker, 130, Target.com. The fella whose life of the party gets to take things up a notch with this bass boosting wireless speaker. Number 2, Apple AirPods Beats Max, $549, Apple.com. Upgrade the tech dad with these fancy phones, offering a sealed-in, theater-like sound for his ears. Number 3, CalPak Amber two-piece luggage set, $470, CalPakTravel.com. He's meeting up with his frat brothers for a vacation sans kids. Gift him two pieces of luggage for double the fun. Number 4, Scotch Porter Superior Beard Collection, $85, ScotchPorter.com. Keep his beard long and luscious. Yes, even with summer approaching, thanks to this nourishing line from the black-owned grooming brand. More gifts for mom. Super 73 Z Miami, $1,995. Super73.com. E-bikes are all the rage post-pandemic. This one is perfect for the mother who enjoys an adventure on two wheels instead of four. Number 2, Allure's Pear Blue Sapphire and Diamond Solitaire Pendant Necklace, $406, Allure's.com. Add some sparkle to the neck of a hard-working mom with this 14-carat yellow gold fine jewelry piece. Number 3, Life Pro Rejuva Wrap Infrared Sauna Blanket, $400, LifeProfitness.com. Now mom can experience the therapeutic benefits of infrared saunas from the comfort of her own home. No need for expensive trips to the spa. Number 4, Rooted Pot O'Neill Leola, $44. GetRootedPots.com. For the dedicated plant caregivers in your life, nothing beats this statement, flower pot. Number 5, YSL Black Opium Perfume two-piece gift set, $172, Macy's.com. If you're going to give the gift of perfume to a special lady, make it one with some kick. This classy presented spicy scent definitely provides that. Number 6, Call Away Riva 11-piece complete set, $1,300. CallAwayGolf.com. Who said men are the only ones making business deals on the golf course? Mom's a boss too. More gifts for dads. Number 1, RS Barcelona RS4 Home X Hay Foosball Table, $4,850. Store.mama.org. Score some cool points with the gamer dad by bringing this fun modern foosball table into his man cave. Number 2, Caribrew Caribbean Spiced Coffee, $17. Caribrew.com. For the guy who needs a cup or three to get through his day, the exotic flavor of his Haitian blend will tickle his palate. Number 3, Cross Rope Amp Jump Rope Set, $200. Crossrope.com. If he's trying to get serious about cardio, gift dad this Bluetooth connected rope that counts his jumps and offers personalized workouts. Number 4, Traeger Ironwood, 885, $1,500, Traeger.com. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Let your favorite grill master show off his skills while you enjoy the tasty benefits of this metal monster. Number 5, Plus Audio, the Plus Record Player, $1,800, PlusAudio.com. Honor Dad's nostalgic side with this eye-catching turntable system. Number 6, Kumhar Pro Standing Desk, Q8, $800, FlexIsPot.com. Help the working dad get fit while he handles his business, all without leaving his desk. Number 7, Magneto Pintail Long Board, $125. MagnetoBoards.com. Any father who relishes trying new hobbies will appreciate this unique long boarding gift. Just make sure he can stay upright. The next article is titled The Family Business. Rapper Jadakiss embarks on his next act, and he's bringing his father and son along for the ride. There's just something about Jadakiss. Legally named Jason Phillips, the legendary Yonkers, New York MC cemented his place in history decades ago with his gritty lyrics, charismatic personality, unique way of storytelling, and, of course, his infectious laugh. Often debated as one of hip-hop's top 5 rappers, dead or alive, he's no stranger to the top of the R&B hip-hop charts. So, what do you do when you have conquered an entire musical genre? You bring your family into the tent with you, of course. Jadakiss is creating a brand new family legacy and building generational wealth with his coffee brand, Kiss Cafe. In the words of fellow rapper, the late Notorious B.I.G., you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Launched by the rapper in 2022 with his father, Bob Phillips, and son, Jaywan Phillips, Kiss Cafe is on a mission to make coffee more accessible and inclusive by delivering the market's freshest and most flavorful blends, as well as coffee-based products. Jadakiss's dad, the genius behind the operation, has been in the coffee industry in various capacities for more than 40 years. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.